welcome back to another episode of the pod.
Here's what's on today's episode. You burn, we all burn.
If we burn, you burn with us. All the mums donate a pound, we could open up an indoor water park.
She asked me to come to the toilets with her, and when we were in the cubicle, she burst out crying. Can I do it? I think they're both rat bastards.
Uh-huh.
Me too.
Bring it twice. Your pal as well. There's one for your pal.
Welcome back to the podcast. Why are we like this today? I hate the intros and the exit. Or the extros.
Outro.
That's it.
Extro. Laura knows everything about staging and like the theatre and all that stuff and calls it an extra.
An intro and an extra.
Why do it?
Do that? I can't wrap it up.
Do you know, I have to say, of last week's episode, so I watched it back quite a few times on video for Patreon, which, by the way, if anyone does what it watches, you can go and click on the description of the episode. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can unlock all the video apps, which I think it's brilliant because you can watch it, but then you can also still play it like a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can have it on, but then still do the whole like being in the car thing and have it plugged in. But then if you want to see the reaction to something, you can go back and actually watch it.
Yes.
It's so helpful. Anyway, so last week's episode, I was obsessed with the story about the solar eclipse.
Lauren, my favourite.
It's honestly, see for me, right? That better be on, like, if we all die, right, and you get, like, a kind of, like...
Best bits.
Yep. See if that's not in mine. I don't want to see any of it.
What is it that happens again? The moon goes in front of the sun.
Yeah.
And it just completely goes black.
Yeah. Yep. And then Ella was like that to me. So when does the next one happen? Is it 10 years' time? The next one is, like, something
2070
crazy.
Or something like that,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's... ages away.
Well, there's a wee man that lived and he was like 105 and he's seen like 13 in his life.
Is it that impressive though?
No, because it lasts 2 seconds.
It's darkness, which we get every single night, and it's light, which we have every single day.
I feel like it's
maybe not that impressive.
I think it's just light and phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
One of those ones.
Phenomenon.
Do you know what else has been happening this week?
What?
This week?
Coachella.
Which I feel like is the start of summer. See, when you start seeing people go to festivals and all that, and they're all in their fancy outfits.
I would quite like to go to Coachella, but I did see a thing about somebody buying like a cucumber water and like two burritos, and it was basically like a mortgage payment.
Yep.
And I just like, do you know what? I wasn't letting the Facebook title clicks pull me in. I didn't check, but it was outrage.
You know what I think stayed interesting, right? So see, years ago, it used to be like Kendall Jenner and like Selena Gomez and all that would be like the celebrities all dressed up. People would try and be like them. They can't now dress up because influencers are going and dressing up. They want to see themselves above influencers. So they're like, we can't dress up now. So they go super casual. You notice this?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So they've went the full circle moment.
It's actually so clever, really. Because like their team or whatever have been like, you still want to have that line between influencers and celebrities. You want to keep yourself as being like top of the rank kind of thing. So that's why like Kendall went in like jeans and a black top.
Yeah, but I mean,
pure chill.
Obviously, me and her are pure pally, right? But I just feel that's Kendall.
Yeah, it's very Kendall.
She used to be full glam.
I know, but now like she's dead into the modeling and all that. Like she's very like.
What about the thing I sent you this morning about Kim? Since we're talking about the Kardashians, like they're our friends, basically she's gone to some red
awards.
Carpet, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, that ain't her.
It's not
a fakey. It literally looks like no, it's no North. You're joking. North would be right in there, just giving it large. But it does. It's not her. It looks like Kim pre-surgery. Now, bearing in mind, there was literally like 3 or 4 weeks ago she did another red carpet, which was not the Met. It wasn't the Met Gala. Well, no, it was the Oscars. So she was at that only like 3 or 4 weeks ago, whenever that was, looking completely different. Her face was different. Her nose is different. Her eyes are different. Even just her like presence in front of the camera is so weirdly awkward and shy.
Compared to what she's normally like.
Inner instinct goes, that is a lookalike.
Do you know
it's
what?
Not her.
See, if I was a celebrity, see, every single time I went out, I'd be like, who do you want to be today?
Yeah.
Just to freak people out.
What? I want to be me pre-nose job.
Yeah, 100%. I'd be like, get the plastics on there.
It literally looks like she's done
that. That's what you want to be doing. Keep them on their toes.
Maybe she's done that on purpose.
100%. As they say, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Exactly.
This could all be for publicity, and it wouldn't really surprise me.
Her whole face is different. She looks like me after pasta, and my face just goes...
Do you not think that'd be so tragic. That would be so fun as a celebrity to just be like, I am just going to fuck with people's brains today.
100%.
Yeah. I'm going to make them think I'm a clone.
Yeah.
I just need to do a few wee things, and then they'll have loads of people with fake accounts as well who then go and make a TikTok about like, have you seen this? Do you not think it's really weird that
walk
she looks
a shuffle, walk yeah. with a limp.
Yeah. And then that's that. You've made your money because people, everyone's talking about you for
staying thing. Relevant, basically.
Absolutely.
Staying see, relevant. Jojo Siwa, right? Like everything that I know about her is against my will, but I fully know her song and I'm like getting all her videos and all that regularly on social media.
What is she now? Like,
I feel like she's like 22 or something like that. Because she's grown up with that. She was like 11 when she was in Dance Moms or whatever. She now is fully aware of like how to get everybody talking.
Yeah.
So she'll do stuff just to piss people off because she's like, that means everyone's going to talk about me. If I'm really annoying, yeah. they'll talk about me and I'll make money off the back of yep. it.
So clever, really.
So she was on Call Her, Call Her Daddy.
Her Daddy yeah. was she on that?
She was on
is she old enough to be on that mm-hmm. now?
She's an adult in hell.
Yeah.
She's a full adult. And she wore like this hat, this like really annoying hat. It's like a cap, right? With like hanging petals from it. So when she's talking, it's pure distracting. But you're like, you've done that because you know everyone's going to comment on your hat.
Yeah, but and at everyone the same did. Time, it's fucking annoying for wee Alex sitting across from her going, this is my job though, hen. Take your petals to fuck.
Exactly.
Pearly Queen. Them back to Pearly Queen.
Yeah. That's annoying.
Which, by the way, see, if you've not listened, you need to go and listen to our second episode because she is honestly so funny. Pearly Queen is back with a vengeance, and she's on Confession Sessions with another voice note this week. Actually, two voice notes.
Yeah, I actually just love how we have these wee cameos from different people who make, like, over a couple of episodes, they'll just update us. We've not had an update a long time, and a long time from who? Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, Gavin and I thought you were going to talk
Gavin
about
Gavin and Stacey.
Who did you think I was going to say?
I can't remember if we changed the name though.
I know I almost said Stacey's real name there.
Stacey's mum. We need to have some more from Stacey's mum.
Where Stacey, are you?
What
where
about
are you?
The something show?
The Helen show.
We have actually got updates for the live show.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. There's one there for the live show, so there's make so sure many you've got your tickets if you haven't got them already.
But Edinburgh is sold out.
Edinburgh sold out. The were too slow for that.
Yep, but Aberdeen, there's still some tickets left.
Yep.
So you can go and grab them. We'll leave a wee link for that, actually, if anyone wants to go. And if you've got pals in Aberdeen.
Aberdeen.
Which, by the way, I'm going to Aberdeen this week.
How fun. Are you going to come back with an accent?
Yeah, of course. Fully. Of course, I'll come back with an accent.
You need to go check out our venue. Can you please do that? Because we have no idea where we're going. But give us a full walk around of the Lemon Tree.
The Lemon Tree in Aberdeen.
Oh, you could. You can FaceTime us.
I could. I actually should do that.
Go on the
I'll
stage.
I'll go there for breakfast at a hotel.
No idea.
No.
I have no idea where we're going.
We need to sort that though.
We do.
Is it a hotel?
I don't know. No. I have no idea.
It's a music venue.
I'm just going to do a yoga. I'm just going to follow like you in the airport.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah,
you're mum. We're relying on you. You need to show
us. Are you following me?
You said, Ailey said earlier, and she's like, we'll say to Ash, like, go, 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 go. And actually, I think more of it is like, we hype it up, don't we? Uh-huh. And then we're like,
push Ash forward.
I'm not saying anything.
I always get pushed forward for everything.
You articulate things well.
Either that or it's like you guys make bullets and I fire them and then it's me that gets burnt.
You have the, no, we all, if you burn, we all burn. If we burn, you burn with us.
Oh my God, this feels like,
it's kind of
Do you know who Joel Isaac is?
Who? Yeah.
The comedian.
Yep, Joel
who
Isaac.
Has like the most, there's something about his voice, it makes me laugh straight away.
I don't know who this is.
He has been on loads of like, you know, like the wee comedy TV shows and stuff where it's like a wee game show or whatever.
Like celeb just type of ideas.
Yeah, he's on loads he's of stuff, like, stuff that, like that, and he's a comedian. So what he did, right, I don't know if you've seen this, but he came out and said that he's been planting fake news stories in the news for like the last few months. Just as like a wee experiment.
About what?
Loads of fake stuff, right? So obviously he's got people. This just proves how daft.
Warped the media is. Yeah.
Because they just believe anything and they'll print it for the sake of a story, right? So he said someone had a bruise that looked like Prince Harry. Right, but it was just a photoshopped picture of somebody.
How did they manage to get it put in the paper?
Just made it, I don't know. That's how easy it is. See, really, when you think about how many times our TikToks have been in the Daily Record, you could make anything up and you could end up in the Daily Record.
True.
So that's what he did. Someone had a bruise like Prince Harry. The statistic that men from Birmingham have the longest penises. which for me, the word longest is so disgusting.
Longest.
It's also very unflattering.
It's also very unfortunate since like half our family are there right now because Fraser's there for WWE with Charlie and the boys and Chris is there working.
But he's from Birmingham.
And they're there just to get a picture at Birmingham to be like, we're here because we all get long dicks.
There was also a mural of Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz in Birmingham was declared to be a Banksy.
How is Banksy still unknown?
Who is he?
I don't get this.
Listen,
we know who the Stig is, so how do we not know who Banksy is?
Who's the Stig?
The Stig unveiled himself. There's been a few of them.
Oh, I know there'd been a few.
There was a few. But there was an unmasking of the Stig at one point. How can you possibly go and do that massive graffiti art somewhere and nobody knows who you are?
Because they're all in little secret places, and see the minute that people know who Banksy is, he's not cool anymore.
How can you be Banksy and open up an account to take money in for your artwork? Somebody knows.
Wait, does he sell actual artwork or does he just do the graffitis?
No, he sells actual artwork.
Yeah, he employs
people.
So how
on earth? If he employs someone, then how is it? He's not like faceless. He's not wearing a mask and going, come into your interview.
Well, listen, Wizard of Oz did it. Look, Dorothy. The big green guy.
I feel like you can't use that as a good reference.
I know, but I
did it in that film.
That's all I can think of. But nobody knew who it was, just a wee tiny man behind a window.
Yes, well, it would be Banksy.
That fictional story really backs this up.
It does. Listen, say no more. You've debunked it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I actually watched, what's that new movie? And it's basically about Prince Andrew and the Epstein. What's it called? Have you seen it? Billy Piper's in it.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it's called, but it's basically about the sort of like journalism behind the whole like Andrew story breaking and then him getting the interview and all that. Watch that. See the special effects for the makeup for that.
I seen the guy that plays Prince Andrew.
Sorry.
Wait, are we just calling him Andrew now?
Yeah, don't call him Prince.
He doesn't deserve that. The guy that plays Andrew, getting his on, I was like, what the hell?
What do you mean?
Like, it's mental.
See the special effects and the makeup artistry they've done on their faces to make the actor look like Andrew and then the other actor looked like Epstein.
They did look a lot like
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire 2.0.
The way that the guy actually like walked like Epstein, like if you've watched the documentary, you'll know that. Like he's got such a distinctive, almost a bit of a Simon Cowley type walk.
Yeah, but you get, because he'll get a movement coach and all that.
Small guy energy.
Yeah.
Right? He is him. Like it's so bizarre to watch it.
You wonder how, like mentally, how you must feel after you've filmed a movie like that, playing a character. Mm-hmm. Like that after, like if you literally hate yourself.
But to be honest, they never actually like portrayed any of the actual stuff. It was more like the fallout of it. So it was like him being briefed about, you know, this is what's coming out about you, him getting annoyed about everything coming out, him agreeing to an interview, him doing the interview. It wasn't actually really like showing like what they imagined happened behind the scenes. It was more like the sort of like aftermath. Good movie, but it was funny because I fell asleep the last 10 minutes and I woke up the next morning. I was like, oh, Fraser, I fell asleep and missed that last wee bit of it. What happened at the end? They went, see the PA? Andrew murdered her. I was like, what? You're fucking joking. I was like, that's terrible. He went, obviously not. It's depicted on real events. Wow. I was like, thank God for that.
The thing is, what happened at the end is nothing.
She gets sacked though.
Who did?
His PA gets sacked. See the PA who apparently sort of arranged for him to do the news night interview.
Yeah.
She gets sacked because essentially they were saying it was on bad advice. That kind of
because happened. She knew. She knows.
Not being funny, Andrew, but literally nobody can make you look good.
And literally why you got so many teddy bears on your bed.
He's an absolute creep. And it actually makes me so annoyed that he is not like in jail. He should be in jail.
Anyone else would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Just think there's so much more to come out from all that.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear the Ghislaine Maxwell tell all.
Mm-hmm. Why are we becoming in like a conspiracy theory?
Sorry,
this is what we were always chatting about.
Conspiracy stuff. You're the worst for it. I feel like that is your thing. We all have our own TikToks, right? As we found out last week when Lauren was showing his videos on her TikTok and it was all just animals dancing and singing.
Why was that like that?
It was like five in a row. She's like, oh, look at this horse singing. Yours is conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And it's always clones.
Oh, yeah.
Ash always thinks everyone's a clone. I don't know what mine... Mine's Jojo Siwa, apparently.
I feel like yours is usually something health-related.
Health related. Oh, yeah, you'll like some weird health discovery. Yes.
You've got a new disease every week. That kind of idea.
Mine is like also like the guys that do like the funny wee comedy sketches, like Jack Joseph and all of them that pretend to be like the American bullies.
Yeah.
That pure low level humour, but I'm like, oh, I fucking love this.
I love them as well.
Which is funny that I still stand by, I don't think you would like Austin Powers.
No, I don't. I definitely don't, because the clips that I've seen of it has not made me want to watch it. Not my thing. I like Superbad. That's like one of my favourite movies. Yep, 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street. All my favourite movies, the ones that I've just watched like 10 times over, are all the same. It's always like Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
All of those movies. Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler is just the king.
Did you see that he met Amy Childs?
No.
Amy Childs.
Those two worlds cannot cross.
I feel like that makes him more in our reality. Does this make sense, right? The fact that Amy Childs from TOWIE met Adam Sandler and got a selfie together.
Where?
Like, that means Adam Sandler's a real person.
He's real and he's actually in our realm.
This is what I'm saying.
How did he get here?
How are you here?
He lives in this world.
No, but for me, he's not. For me, he lives in America land.
Yeah.
It's almost like seeing or hearing.
You don't have to add
American...
the land, by the way. It's just America
land. But it's almost like when you hear someone with an American accent in Glasgow, you go, oh my God, you are actually real people. You're only on the telly for me.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I don't think you hear an American accent over here that
lot. I love an American accent.
No, you don't. I ended up down a rabbit hole the other day, right? Like a wee nostalgia rabbit hole. And I don't know if this was just me. Do you remember Ned's Crew?
What is that? Explain what it is. I might...
Right. I'll just tell you the wee bit out of it. As lap, you're mad hanging at the back of your granny lap, yes. Anybody? No?
No.
Do you genuinely not remember this?
What's Ned's Crew?
Right. How can you not
remember
this?
Is this a TV show?
No. So this was like a guy, this is before TikTok, before
Vine.
Before we left nursery.
Before Vine.
Before Vine? Before Vine, because I was in high school. And this wee guy, and it literally just came into my head like a That's So Raven moment. I was like, oh, I remember that guy going pure viral. But it was like before viral was even a thing.
On where?
On YouTube.
Okay.
And he was from Glasgow, and I was like, I've not made this up. I can remember it. It's pure stuck in my head. And that way, sometimes, like a wee line.
Sorry, did you say hanging at the back
hanging
of someone's
back
granny?
I was like, you're mad hanging at the back of your granny, like, yes. And he's got a full song, and he's dressed up in like a cap of trackie and a backwards hat, and he's like dancing about in town. And he was getting interviews and all that on STV. Does anyone else remember
this? I have no idea what any of this is.
No.
Anyway, it just made me think. Scottish is its own language.
Yeah.
Because see, if you were somebody from America was over here and we're like, oh my God, your accent, they probably don't even realise that we're speaking English half the time.
I know. It's like even being
it's a bit rude though, isn't it? It's like, fuck off, because you've got an accent too.
Really, I don't know.
I'm tuning my ear to you.
I get that for the UK stuff, right? But I feel like America's a whole different ballgame when they hear our accent. Because I feel like you kind of go American accents, like English accents, then us. So I feel like people in England in the middle ground there are going to have to go flexing either way.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not understand me? I've only went an hour in a plane.
But listen
to it. I got on the plane for an hour and you don't understand how I speak.
So when you think about the word, like, that wee bit, right? As at. We say that all the time. Oh, as at. And as at.
I seen a thing on TikTok and a girl was saying, we put the in front of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going up to...
The now.
I'm going to go to the now.
Let's get into our messages and see what everyone's been saying this week. Is that a really big loud gulp there, by the way?
Gulpy, gulpy.
So loud.
We were actually, I'm doing a bit of research, by the way, because everyone's asking for cold cups, like these cups we have that are personalised. Trying my best, guys, to do a wee order.
Yeah,
let us know. A wee manufacturer, just contacting some suppliers from overseas.
If you want them, let me hear you scream. But I'm laughing. Chris has just texted me there saying that he went to the car there. And he's just seen Fran and Charlie because they're staying in the same hotel.
I know, right? This is the weirdest thing ever. So Fraser away to see the WWE show live, right? And he was like, oh, I need to get a hotel for like self-sustain over. And he was like, there's several different ones. Can you just pick one and book it? Because it was just easier. Like Apple Pay, my phone, just click, done. Mm-hmm. And he sent me them over and he's like, any of them will do, they've all got pools and they're pretty much like in the same sort of distance from each other. Do you know I picked the exact same one that Chris is staying in for work?
That is really weird.
Of all the hotels.
And he's in Birmingham.
And I had no idea. Did you say?
Birmingham.
Ah, and there's tons of hotels around there. It was honestly like just, I literally just picked a random one. And Fraser was like, I've just went to the reception desk and look, this is the weirdest thing ever. And he's like, I've just bumped into Chris.
That is really weird.
Chris and with the boys.
That is because we're on the Truman Show and they've only got a certain amount of sets. Yeah, these people have to, it's just how it works.
Right, okay, literally it's such a random thought, but I'm sending it anyway. See, like the wee bongos bingo.
Exactly.
See, like the wee bongos bingo. And it's such a good night, you should do one as a live show with banging tunes, special cocktails, girls, well, I think it's like girls over here themed, and using all the one-liners from the podcast that we love, like Becca Back Boobs, Helmets in the Hoover, Wee Dick Energy, the list goes on.
What do you mean to use all the wee phrases? So is that like four numbers? Like,
yeah, I think maybe. So.
You would have like 88 Becca Back Boobs. Is that what it's meant to be like? Are you supposed to relate them to
like,
numbers?
Maybe like a...
Like a
99 or something like that.
How does it work?
69.
What are you trying? I think the 88 was quite good because it's like,
yeah, like a back boob.
Back boobs.
Yeah, like that one. No, but it's like a bird's eye view of back boobs.
No, I thought it was because 88 looks like two B's.
Oh, oh,
back boobs. I thought it was just the alliteration.
Sorry, Becca. Again, I'm really sorry.
I'm really warning for Becca.
Poor Becca.
She's probably like, I wish I'd never told you guys.
Absolutely.
You know, talking on about it. But did you write that message in, Ash? Because you've said that before.
I have said that before. I would love to do something like that.
I've never.
And
been.
I'd imagine, like, say for like top prizes, for example, it would be like a Henry Hoover.
Yes.
It could just diamond encrust it for no reason.
Don't say encrust when we're talking.
It was the only word we could use, let's be honest. Are we going to add this to the list of things that we try to invent?
Well, we did speak about it in full.
But here's the thing, right? It all, like, these things all fall under the same category for me of stuff that we're trying to make happen and they're not going to happen. For example, like the other day, I was asking you guys about, like, do you know anywhere that's got any good, like, flumes or whatever, because I wanted to take the kids to, like, a certain capsule of time.
Oh my God, same. Yeah, obviously.
Apparently,
all week.
It's bogging. Don't take my word for it, right? I'm not spreading misinformation, but word in the street is that that place is absolutely filthy.
Take my word for it. I went, it was absolutely filthy.
I thought it was always known for being dirty.
It is, right. But the worst thing about it was when I was there, several plasters floated past me.
No, that's absolutely foul. Why is that even happening?
And Oliver's like, I want to go to a water park. I'm like, that's the only one, but you also might get rabies or something in the water.
It's, and at best, you're coming out with a verruca.
Very, very least.
At very least. So why do we not have something like that? Or just generally something that's like under a dome? Because we can never guarantee the weather. I'm going to say if we start a GoFundMe, we could make it happen.
Yeah. If someone else did it, I would check
in. The power of the internet. I'm going to say if we put that out on that Glasgow Girls Club page and yep. All the mums donate £1, we could open up an indoor water park.
I feel like you've really undercosted that though.
Yeah.
Everyone just put in £1.
Right, everyone put in a fiver and we're sorted, surely.
How good would that be?
Uh-huh.
Why is no
we
one...
need to do more of that.
I don't like water parks.
Lauren, would they get sunbeds, sun loungers, and Lauren can sit at the side?
It seemed like that. Imagine, like, my idea was that you would get, you know, those big hot lights that they put in reptile cages?
Yes.
Yeah.
For all us to kid on, we're on holiday. So you'd basically lie back and the heat from them, the lamps, would make you feel like you were on holiday. I don't mean like a sunbed. I'm talking like non-melatonin changing lights, just warmth, mm-hmm. Right? Warm lights. And you would have sun loungers and it'd be beachy. And then you could have like all the flumes and like a really nice pool and like a nice bit for food and all that, all under a glass firmament.
Uh-huh. Like a terrarium.
It's a little conspiracy theory.
And it should be under a firmament.
It's a
what's
bit
a
like
firmament? Like a dome.
Oh, don't even get started. It's basically like a fake roof that the earth has.
Oh.
On the flat earth.
Okay.
Don't. I'm honestly. Not a flat earther though.
It's interesting though. I know that
Sydney and all that are underneath us.
I just want a water park. I think it's the funnest I'm, the happiest I ever am is at a water park.
Do you like going down big slides?
Absolutely love it.
Love it.
It is the most fun you can have as an adult. Purely because you're basically just playing again.
We're just playing.
We don't do it as adults. We don't do it. And we only ever do it when we go to water parks. That's the only time. That's
or
really
theme
sad.
Parks.
What?
That's why it's so fun, because it's the only time that we get to play.
I want to go out to play. He's never come in for me.
Why is it?
Bitches. No, I just went up her chat at my door.
Talking of which,
you know my kids were calling it. Guess what they were calling that? Chappy.
Don't even, see if you say knocky knocky ding dong or whatever, I cannot bear
what
it.
What were they calling it?
Ding dong ditch.
D- Ding Dong Ditch.
No. Ding Dong Ditch.
Absolutely not.
It's forever known as Chappie. Anyone else that says otherwise, even Chapdoor Runaway, I'll take the long name. We'll do the Sunday name for Chappie, but I'm not taking Ding Dong Ditch.
The thing that they call it in England, in parts of England, is something like Knocky Knocky Ding Dong. Oh, don't explain what, Knocky Knocky.
What
don't
in the Pied Piper is that?
That is like in fucking Chelsea or something.
See that? That for me,
Jodhpurs.
That for me is, that is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and the big scary guy that comes and takes the children.
Yeah. The Child Snatcher.
The Child Snatcher, that's who that is. He would play Knocky Knocky Ding Dong. I would be terrified, by the way, of the Child Snatcher. Sweets for children, and all the kids would go.
Well, listen, they're scary. All the old ones are. Still working in Oliver just now, and I was speaking to my friend who's in it, and she was like, you know, it's not like a happy children's show. Like, there's a dark, what did she call it? It was like dark. Kind of connotations or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I really like the song Food, Glorious Food. And like, kids are great.
Lauren's like, Food, Glorious Food. Kids are starving.
Fucking are as well.
Kids are all pure hungry. Lauren's like, what a bagger.
But like, Oliver's like an old story, and that is like really dark and thingy. Like, I have to actually take the kids out of the rehearsals.
Is it bad? I kind of fancied, what's the guy?
Bill Sykes.
Fancied him.
Here, the guy that plays Bill Sykes in this is actually fucking terrifying. He's brilliant.
Oh, really? No, I fancy
Bill Sykes. Target audience for Oliver. Is it like adult or is it children?
Unsure.
Like, what are you laughing at me
I'm
for?
I'm laughing at the part where you're like Bill Sykes, so he's basically like a murderer in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's fine though, I could change him.
He'd be nice for me.
He would love me. He just changed his feelings.
He just needs to be loved.
You want a wee question that somebody sent in, right?
Yep.
So she said, hey, wee cue for the gals. Heard this on another pod and it really gets you thinking.
Okay.
If everyone in the world were to stop sneezing, how long do you think it would take for everyone to notice? I don't think I would notice.
I don't think
ever
I'd
again.
Ever notice. I don't remember the last time I sneezed.
It would be completely erased from my memory that it was even a thing. Coughing, however, I would notice.
Well, I would miss it. I love a good cough.
I hate coughing.
Yeah, I love coughing.
Coughing for me is pure annoying. So annoying.
You like cough?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Even right now, I feel like doing a wee cough. It's like a yawn. See if you hear somebody talk about it. I'm like, oh, suddenly I feel like I need to cough. It's like clearing out your lungs. Got one here. So excited to see you at your Aberdeen show.
Yay.
Tell your pals because there's still tickets left. Your stories about funny nicknames reminded me of one and I had to share. Right, my friend gets an ick quite easily and things had been going great with her and a guy called Steve. My friend thought it was finally time to invite him round to her flat. Come round, Steve.
What's that song? Steve. It's just me and you and me
and my friend Steve. Right. One thing led to another and things started to heat up until he laid next to her in the bed and she got this overwhelming smell of what was like her granny's broth.
Sorry, that
I can smell it instantly.
It's so can I? It's comforting. Comforting though, but it's not what you want.
You're not secondhand, it's not. She immediately got the ick and that was the last time she saw him. We named him Soup Pot Steve.
It's so satisfying. Soup Pot Steve.
Soup Pot Steve.
Oh, do you know what that is? I'm sorry. Maybe Steve was doing homie keys, right? Because Ella's school were making soup and she came back and her hair was the worst smell of soup I've ever smelt in my life.
I love smelling
soup. And I put it in the group
morning.
Chat and said to all the parents, by the way, just so you're aware, if you can smell soup hovering around your kids, it's 100% their hair. And then all the mums, specifically the girls,
you that group chat, mom? Fuck's sake.
You may need to do hair washing tonight. You may need to do hair washing.
Beware with the alert emojis at either side. Beware, kids smell like soup today.
Oh my God, I'm embarrassed for you. I was just letting them manage their time correctly. You may need to factor in a hair wash.
Kids need a hair wash tonight, guys.
And also, I was basically saying, see if you don't do the hair wash, stinking.
Smell like soup.
I'm judging smell you brothy. For not washing the kids' hair. It was so celery-like. I could pure smell it. It was rank.
But why does it smell so good when it's fresh and you smell it secondhand off somebody? It's disgusting.
Yeah, I love walking down at like 5 to 9 and you smell the soup and I think, she is doing a good job in that kitchen.
I put fake tan on the other day and Andy was like, oh, you smell like garlic bread. And I was like, but garlic bread smells good. Why is this such a bad thing?
See, on the thingy of smells, right? I always remember you saying about you burning a candle and then Fra saying like it was stinking a curry. Yep. So I got these lovely wax melts from Asda. Not expensive. Beautiful. It was like salted caramel. Put them in. Oh my God, the house smelled amazing. And then like an hour later, it all turned sour. Yep. And I was like, whoa.
The turmeric came out.
It was the cumin came out. Stinking.
It smells like korma. I know exactly what you're talking about.
My house smells like a curry house.
Yeah.
Like it smells like
foodie.
So foodie.
Yeah.
Like it smells like, it smells spicy.
Yeah,
and not in a nice way.
It's not in a cinnamon way. Oh, that smells nice.
No,
it's just a weird. It's almost like the curry that you had yesterday. You can still smell it.
Open your windows and let the air breathe.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm at with smells.
There's specifically, I'm sure it's the what one was it? It's a Woodwick and Co. one that smells exactly like you're having curry.
Like a korma.
Like smells a korma smell. Not nice.
No.
Not nice.
Wrong ingredients.
I'm actually very much into my lavender at the moment, so I have to be such a grandma.
I love lavender.
Are you allowed to say that now, by the way?
What?
If I'm going, sorry to be such a grandma, because is that a hate crime now?
I don't know.
You just never know.
Grandma.
You just never know now if you're allowed to say that. Like, oh, that pure smells like granny.
Yeah.
Is that now?
But lavender is a granny smell.
It is. But so it's making a comeback.
But oh, roses.
Is it? Right, this is the thing. Did you see what I shared in my stories? Oh. And the guy was like, am I getting older or is M&S clothes just getting better?
No, they're getting better.
They are. But is that because we're getting older?
No, it's not. Because a lot of the graduates used to go into M&S after.
I know, but also it is because we're getting older. Because here's the thing. Fraser was talking about this. Like, he's actually got, I would say he's got quite a good sense of style, but just doesn't often have the confidence to go for it, right, with certain stuff, and he'll say it himself. And then he had these, like, Birkenstocks full mules. I was like, they're so smart. Wear them. And I'm thinking to myself, see 16-year-old you, they'd go, they're howling.
Yeah.
But it's because we are all ageing.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, is that the thing about lavender? As well. Is that why lavender's having a comeback? Is it because...
I think lavender genuinely smells of cat piss.
You've got the wrong lavender.
I could inhale it. Same. I love it.
Can't stand it.
Don't come to my house then.
Any kind of essential oils. Do you know what else is amazing? Was it you that we were talking about this? Eucalyptus oil.
Yep.
Straight eucalyptus oil right in the water. What are they called
diffusers.
Again? The diffuser thing. Oh my God. It's heaven on earth.
I hung my eucalyptus in the shower when you gave me clippings.
And did you feel so eco-friendly?
You literally are.
He's paid me out to be such a pure goon.
It's so funny though, because you don't even mean that.
It's just who I am. This is just who I am.
You know what? I was
being my authentic self, and funnily enough, it's pure uncool.
We haven't spoke about this, right? See, a while ago, I was at yours and... I went, Ash, can you get me a glass of water? She handed me a glass of water with ice and leaves in it. So what the fuck is this, Ash? It was mint and something you put in my water. I was like, literally.
It's Sicilian lemon.
I was going to say, I came after and it was the day that you
were there.
All those lemons. She was trying to use them up.
Uh-huh.
Don't want them going bad.
It was pure 1950s housewife. Like, yeah. I'm not going to give you a glass of water. I just wanted a glass of tap water. I got a full fucking salad.
I was in my Nara Smith era, okay?
Right now I'm just going to make her some water.
My friend asked me for a glass of water, so I gave her some freshly picked mint from my garden.
I started by planting some lemon seeds in the garden.
Waiting for 5 years for them to grow into a tree. So I've been giving you the lemon water of dreams and really being a nice host.
I liked it. It felt fancy, but I don't like mint. That's the only thing.
Do you not?
No, I feel like mint is so specific that it needs to be... Minty toothpaste, minty chocolate, mint ice cream, love it. But see, mint as in like mojitos. Is that the right one?
Stunning.
Mojitos.
Yeah.
Oh, makes me feel sick.
You don't like a mojito?
Absolutely not.
I do like a mojito.
I hate like a watery mint. Maybe that's what it is. I like a creamy mint flavour. Mint gives me the absolute bulk.
I can't wait to eat mint until I'll be home in the car with you.
Oh, don't. Even the fucking humbugs.
Hard boiled sweets. I hate against my teeth, then you're going to love it.
An update for you.
On
the one where the girl seen her pal in Nando's.
Silverburn Nando's, to be
Silverburn
specific.
Nando's with a secret gentleman has a boyfriend.
Let's do a recap in case... remember if this was on the main episode or...
I think it was in the main episode. So basically, friend has gone to Nando's. Best pal's been like, hi, what are you up to today? No mention of Nando's, but she happens to see her there with another guy and she's going, you've got a boyfriend. Why are you in Nando's with a random guy? And why have you not mentioned it to me when I've said, what are you up to today? And I've seen you... So we're wondering, could this be something that's just, you know,
cousin,
something and nothing?
Work friend.
Yep. Or
uncle.
Is she having a very blatant fling? What's the update?
Okay. Okay, guys, I've got a major update, and it's a fair to say I'm actually shocked as yous will be. So I finally grew the balls to ask her. I said, hey, by the way, me and my boyfriend seen you in Nando's the other week. Sorry I didn't come up and say hi, but I seen you were with someone. Well, at first, she had denied being there at all. So I was like, okay, maybe I was just mistaken, because I would think as one of your friends, she would feel comfortable enough to tell me. Well, we were all out on Saturday there for a friend's birthday. Out where? They were all out on Saturday for a friend's birthday. And as we're in the same group, she was out with her boyfriend and I was with mine. We were all quite drunk and she... I'm sorry, but I literally have just turned 18 reading this first line here. She asked me to come to the toilets with her, and when we were in the cubicle, she burst out crying. Sorry, flashback to being 18.
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
Peeing with your friends.
True.
Absolutely. And tells me that she was actually seeing this man that was in Nando's with her. And she'd only been on a few dates, but she didn't think it was anything serious. And she'd cut it off with him a few days after we'd seen them, as he wanted something serious and was becoming a bit weird, asking her to always come round to his house while his wife was away for the weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What a rat bastard, by the way. She went on to show me the messages between them, and he was telling her that him and his wife aren't getting on, and he's been looking for a woman like my friend all his life. And I think my friend grew some sense after the messages, and she had said she couldn't break up a family and isn't liking doing this to her boyfriend.
Isn't liking it.
I mean, sorry, but...
not really enjoying doing this to my boyfriend.
You can't take the moral high ground now.
Yeah, you can. You really can't.
I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm not going to see you anymore.
I've already sucked him off and had him up my arse, but it's fine.
But I'm just really not enjoying it with my boyfriend anymore.
She had cut it off in the nicest way she could. Then she showed me that he had been phoning her every day since on everything. I gave her the female drunk advice and told her to block that bastard.
Yeah.
After a bit, we had a good laugh about it as we were steaming in this wee cubicle, and she had cheered up about the whole situation. I mean, she's just as bad as him.
I know. Absolutely. Exactly. And the guy sitting there, like, not got a clue, just
boyfriend's
sitting there. He's just sitting there with his vodka orange, not got a clue what's going on.
Yeah. He's getting his hole in the night.
Uh-huh.
I told her. That's really sad.
Ailyn's like, that's a shame. Let me just unzip this top for you and just so you can see some.
It's a sympathy one, just one.
I told her that she's get me and that we're just girls at the end of the day, and the rest of the night I would say we were the closest we've actually been in a while. So some advice for whether or not she tells her boyfriend about this guy, or if she just buries it in the past. As far as I'm aware, he's been blocked on all socials, so hopefully he's got the point and can leave her alone now. I'm the only one that knows really who the guy was, and my boyfriend just thinks it's a friend of hers, thankfully. Her boyfriend and mine don't speak so often, so she knows that he won't find out from anyone else. But if it was me personally, I would feel bad keeping that kind of secret. But again, it could ruin the relationship if she tells him. What do you think, girls? And thanks so much for the advice. Can I do it?
Uh-huh.
I think they're both rat bastards.
Uh-huh.
Me too.
Bring it twice. Your pal as well. There's one for your pal. The relationship's already ruined. I feel so bad for the guy. Can you imagine?
She has to tell him.
She has to.
No, she doesn't have to tell him.
She should tell the pal.
She's... No, because I don't always think that, like, cheating means it's the end.
It's always the end.
But
it's always the end. You can never get over that. It's especially if you're not getting kids together. I just feel like, see, really, there's no need for you to stay at something that you weren't fully in.
Yeah.
You both obviously clearly deserve to be with other people who fully are into you. That's never going to change.
She's
never going to be better. It's always going to be cast up.
She's thought in her head, you're not the one for me. I'm going to look elsewhere. She's checked, and then she's been like, okay, maybe this guy's not the one either.
Yeah, she's kind of realised what she's got.
No, but maybe she's went back, and then she's going to wait until she finds somebody else. She's basically staying where she is until she finds...
because it's comfy.
Uh-huh. She's went back to, like, her comfort just now, and then she'll stray easily if she has before.
What happens if the guy didn't have a wife? What if he never had a wife, never had kids?
I think it's the boldness of going to Nando's. I still can't get over that. Imagine taking the piss out of her actual boyfriend in that way. Yeah, you're not even trying to cover it up, really. Yeah.
And also see the friend who's done it in the first place. She's now going to constantly live with the fear and regret and the worry that she's going to get caught. Is it honestly worth the anxiety? I think you, as a good friend, you need to go, you've made an arse of this. Time to bin the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Bin the boyfriend. And you don't need to tell him. You can just be like that, listen, it's not working, and move on.
No, she has to tell him. I think it would eat him alive because he might think nothing's going on. She should just come clean and they can talk about it.
That's what,
and if he forgives you, then you can have another shot, but he probably won't. I hope he doesn't.
He probably will forgive her, and then it'll always be cast up.
Yeah, but cheating once is different, I suppose, to multiple meetings and
texting. Like, it's not like a kiss. This is like a premeditated. Mm-hmm. She's went to Nando's.
Yeah,
I also feel like that is such like an intimate thing to do.
It's a wee bit funny though that Nando's keeps getting mentioned. Like, it makes it seem so childlike. It's unreal.
You went to Nando's.
Yeah, I mean,
in the cinema, and your mum dropped you off.
Yeah, would you come clean for her to the boyfriend?
Mm-mm. No, don't get involved like that. That's a bit.
If he's her friend as much as what she is.
Oh yeah, you would tell.
Like, if they're that close, then you wouldn't want to see him hurt, and then you wouldn't want to see him pure heartbroken after the breakup, going, "What did I do wrong?"
This is true, but I think like that's on a pure reasonable head. Like, the fact of the matter is, you just would never get involved in something like that. But I do appreciate the update, Matthew.
Yes,
I would say talk to your pal, tell her that she's to bin him,
and tell your pal she's silly Billy.
It's what you stand there for, silly Billy
award,
bad boy.
Woof!
Best video of all time.
What you standing there for, silly Billy?
Sorry, Fraser just texted me saying, "Sorry about that, Colin, during the pod. That guy was a wank." How was the pod? But basically what happened was he went to McDonald's down south and they wouldn't take our Scottish notes.
For the love
legal
of God!
Tenders. This is legal tender! So they wouldn't take his Scottish notes. They thought they were counterfeit. Don't you have a little blue light that you could put that under?
Uh-huh.
Don't you have a little pen?
Where's your pen?
Striker pen. These are the retail girls. We'll tell you how it's done.
That is
unbelievable.
So rude. It makes me very angry.
It is rude.
We've put all this Scottish English stuff behind us now, England.
I know.
Come on, let's move with the times.
If William Wallace taught us nothing.
Wallace taught us nothing.
I'd be like Fraz in full kilt, probably on horseback, going to McDonald's,
galloping.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much for listening and watching. If you're not watching, you can do it on Patreon or on Supercast. We'll leave you all the details in the description of this pod episode, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.